This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and Tamar.
Hi.
This is very loud in my ear.
It was very loud.
Okay.
We were pushed into the show.
Absolutely. Whether we were ready or not, here we come. It's cool to have you back here.
Thank you. It's really cool to come back here.
Did you have a good time?
Well, honestly, it's intense. Mm. Going home is intense.
Yes.
And I love it here in my South African bubble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, good to see you. Good to be here.
So.
Yeah.
So, May is a masturbation month.
Now you're too loud in my ears.
Well, you have a volume control thing,
it's
right there.
It's a whole new thing.
It is. But the buttons are the same.
Okay. Done.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Okay.
So May is Masturbation Month.
We like that.
So get some lube.
Okay.
Get your hands in your pants.
I'm actually tweeting a photo like that, just not of me. I wish it was me, but it's coming now on our Twitter feed.
So we are doing today a masterclass in self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
How, at the end of the show, we want you to be able to either walk out of the office and into the bathroom, or stop what you're doing and have the most awesome pleasure experience, and even if you have to wait till tonight.
It's actually quite exciting when you're driving and you're doing so women can do their contractions. And if you're thinking of some things that happen maybe during the day or the night, you get excited. You can really... It's not dangerous because you're not getting to... Okay, I'm not going to now tell everybody that I've masturbated and, you know, did things while driving, because that's not good and that's not legal. But driving and just using those gentle areas and those muscles down there to contract and hold it.
So we will talk about those things. So let's do this first. I don't know if this is working yet, but let's find out.
Dirty Dictionary Word.
BFP. Oh, second part is not working.
Okay.
BFP.
BFP.
Which is not the BFG.
No.
The BFP.
BFP.
Yes. Any idea what that might be? BFP?
Better fuck pussy.
Okay. That's pretty good. It's not what it is, but that's pretty good.
It's like when somebody is in the wrong hole, better fuck pussy, dude.
That's very
good. Go back there.
So
I tattooed it on the back.
If you know what BFP is, WhatsApp us. Oh, our WhatsApp isn't working.
You can tweet us.
Sex Talk _ Cliff C.
So yeah.
The WhatsApp number is 0797482090. If somebody comes into the studio to fix it, would be really nice.
If not, we'll just touch everything ourselves. And we are not threatening. We're touching ourselves and touching the equipment right after.
Find us on Facebook. Twitter,
Eros Life.
We're easy to find.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course,
so that's very cool. You know, we were talking about something before the show. That's before we get into all the fun stuff.
My anal experience. No, okay, just
no. But we do want to hear about that.
Okay, chat about just now.
And we're talking about how much pain there is in the world, how much pain there is in people's lives, how much trauma there is that we live with on a daily basis.
And it's not to bump people out. It's really to show
it's just privilege that it's there.
Yeah.
And the most amazing thing is people who are willing to go on healing journeys change so much in their lives. You know, in my practice, I'm working at the moment with people who have been through such intense pain, through such abuse, And if we're willing to go into the uncomfortable places,
yeah,
we can change things. And we can have amazing lives. We can have amazing pleasure. We can have incredible relationships of depth, of intimacy. But we have to be willing to go into ourselves.
And I know there's some people sitting now at home saying, no, my trauma is huge. I went through so much pain. I don't want to touch it. It is possible.
Yeah. And yes, you did go through enormous pain. No question of that.
Yeah.
But when we don't heal it, we propagate it.
Hmm.
And when we don't heal it, firstly, our kids, our children carry what we will not. I've seen that in my life. And I've seen how the healing in my life has impacted and allowed my daughter to heal. And as I understand myself more, I see the things that she carried from me and how we can heal and change that. So when we want to do something for our kids, when we want to make this world different, that's what we do. We heal ourselves. And in that, we are able to give that gift to the people around us, to our families, to our friends. And on a bigger scale, the more of us that do that, the transformational power of that journey makes it available for every one of us.
Exactly.
So for every single person who comes into my office, and every person who's doing this work around the world, when you begin a healing journey, you come to a workshop, you come to a retreat, you come to do some sessions, you make that possible for someone else. And the power of that is absolutely enormous and beautiful.
And once you have experience, you can share it with yours. So even not only on an energetic level, or you actually start talking about it.
Yeah, and you become a healer and you become a teacher simply because of your journey.
Hmm?
And the power of that is enormous. It's not you've learned to be a healer and you're doing healing work. You do that from who you are and from who you become. And the messages and emails that I get every single day about relationships, about people who are struggling, make the journey and give yourself that gift. Because we're not taught self-love and we're not taught how to love ourselves. The fact that it's a practice, which means doing, learning and then doing.
And that's what you were mentioning earlier. You said on the daily practice.
Yeah. And you want to change something, you do. It doesn't change from thinking about it. It doesn't change from talking about it. It changes from
that is so important.
Doing. That's it. Full stop. Think about it forever. Talk about it forever. It is not going to change. Do it. Learn it and do it.
Maybe even journal it. Maybe even give yourself an option to kind of ingrain it in your body. Because for me, it works really well when I just write a few words after whatever practice I do. So we'll see it across the spectrum, across
so
the board.
Things.
Yeah, you really should. You just, because your brain will tell you, there's no progress, there's nothing happening. Do it and allow yourself to even journal it. It will be unbelievable that you've seen 3 months
where
you are.
So many ways and practices that you can. And on top of all this, just some beautiful things coming up on Tuesday, on Wednesday night. Workshop of exploring your erotic spirit. It is such a cool and fun and exciting evening. You can come on your own, you can come with a partner, you can come with 10 friends. Absolutely so much fun. And the incredible magic of healing your sexuality, healing your life in Mozambique, and all sorts of other really cool things. So visit www.eroslife.co.za and these cool things. Now let's have fun and play with ourselves lots and laugh. And this is it. Here is such a cool thing to do while you are pleasuring yourself. Make it an absolutely the maddest experience you can.
What does that mean?
It means, firstly, laugh. And even if there's nothing funny, just start laughing. Just start laughing and you will be amazed at what happens. And then while you are touching yourself, stand up and jump around and dance and make amazing mad noises and stick your head between your legs and do all, just make it fucking crazy.
Why?
because it is going to change your energy in the most amazing way.
Love it.
So let's go back to the very beginning.
Okay.
Everything is about energy.
Okay. That we know from you many times. Okay. Explain again.
Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. Everything has a frequency.
Sure.
Okay. That's step one. Step two is everything that we do comes out of a pattern. So think about it like this. When you brush your teeth in the same way every time. You start on the top left or the bottom right or whatever the heck you do, and that's how you brush your teeth. When you self-pleasure, and I want to talk about why self-pleasuring is a really good phrase instead of masturbation.
Cool.
Okay. Masturbation, firstly, is often a very loaded and guilt-ridden word, the first thing. It's a very clinical term.
Sure.
And it's a very orgasm-oriented experience.
I've reached there, I'm gone.
That's it. So think about, why are you doing this? If you are doing this just to have an orgasm, that's absolutely fine. There's no judgment in that whatsoever. But if that's all you're doing, at some point that's boring. And you're missing out on the point and the whole amazing possibility of self-pleasuring.
Not self-loathing.
Pleasure is not only about orgasm. It's about these amazing experiences of your sensuality, of your whole body, of your sexual energy. If that's the kind of experience that you would like to have, then you have to do something different to have those experiences. And if you want to have a really mad and crazy experience that is just going to leave you in the space of your head spinning and your body going, what the fuck just happened? Then get up and jump and stomp around while you are stimulating your genitals.
I have to just mention that for me, when you say those things, it helps in the back of my mind. I get it. We take ourselves seriously.
Yes.
And while we touch ourselves, we just repeat what we know. Yes. Again, it's exactly like making love. And we are taking it as, it's a waste of time. And why am I doing it? And really, we're not even trying. But what happens if you stand on your head?
Yeah.
What happens if you do it with clothes, without, in small places, in the bath?
So what you're talking about there is amazing, because it's the most amazing concept.
Okay.
So, in my practice, I have gone from being solution-driven to being very
possibility.
Process, question, and the big word is curiosity. So, I've been doing some amazing learning and listening to, I think he must be the foremost thinker today in the world of healing, Dr. Gabor Mate. And he talks about the fact that we have two states of being. The one is a very protective and defensive and closed space. That keeps us in pattern. That keeps us in conditioning. The other is very open. It's about curiosity. Hmm. And the key word that goes with the space is vulnerability. So when we can be in that space of curiosity and vulnerability, we're in a space of amazing openness. And then we're willing to go into a space of exploration. So instead of just lying down on the bed or sitting up in the chair or on the couch or whatever the heck you're doing, and whatever porn you are used to masturbating to.
Quick.
That's it.
Jim Jefferies, which is an Australian comedian.
He is amazing.
He is so fucking hardcore. He's my new thing now after I can't see Louis C.K. because he's been, you know, wanking in front of women and I don't know. I'm boycotting him now. So he says, I just put my laptop as close as I can to the chest and I just, specifically after he uses cocaine, but that's a different story. He says, and I don't want to see what I do to myself. I'm so ashamed. I just want it to happen down there. So don't do that.
No.
Don't.
And that's another amazing thing. We'll come back to watching yourself.
Oh.
So you're saying really smart things this morning, Tamar.
Thank you so much, Jonty. I guess it's the day? Friday. It's Friday. Coming back to South Africa, sex good food, day. Yeah.
And you know what is really amazing? And it's a beautiful thing to have shared this journey with you. We have been doing this for 4 years. Today is the fourth birthday of Sex Talk.
Happy birthday.
And I look at how we've grown from me being in the studio the first time and thinking, what the fuck am I going to say for an hour? and being like really nervous and stilted. And
now they can't get you out of your job.
Absolutely.
If we could, we sat here for the whole day.
So to everybody at Cliff Central, thank you for the opportunity and the platform.
And really I'm really grateful that more people can have more pleasure in their lives.
Yeah. So get that idea of self-pleasuring in there. Mm. Pleasure, not orgasm. They're not the same thing.
Shocking.
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 And I wrote an article about this. Just because you're having orgasms does not mean you are sexually fulfilled or having pleasure.
I second that in the fucking the most pulsating way.
Because when you're just focusing on that orgasm, firstly, you're not in the moment. You're not present. You're not feeling the emotions, the sensations, the feelings, the energy in your body. All that you're doing is whatever you have to do to get there. So whatever the porn that you're using, whatever the fantasy that you're having.
It's actually isolating you.
It's
separating
you
from the...
Yeah, it's objectifying.
It's objectifying, that's
And
true.
It really, it's a separation. It's a disconnect from the rest of you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never thought about it like that before.
But it's very, 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 very real when you do it. You actually... Yeah. Come. You know, many times it's also quick before you go to sleep.
Yeah,
maybe even quiet.
You
maybe once nobody, your partner already left the bed.
And that's fine. There's no judgment if that's what you want to do. But just know that that's not all there is.
Hmm.
And that's really important. Then, when you're focusing on that point of orgasm only, you miss out on this amazing journey. And then there's also... something broken.
The nose, it's an owl something, a hadida or something. Oh, outside. I'm like, is it a woman? Is it a hadida? Let me just close the window.
So no, it's fine. A bit of fresh air.
Okay. Why? Because there was about 10 men here before and the room was just a pool of testosterone.
Testosterone. Yes. So get the idea of self-pleasuring there. And that's when you can start exploring. And then understand that every time you do this, you do not have to have an orgasm. Now, that's a lot of women understand that. Firstly, because when women have sex, there is no guarantee of orgasm. And for a lot of women, they don't have orgasms during sex. And they don't have orgasms with their partner. But they'll have orgasms on their own. Because that's easy. There's no pressure. There's no performance. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you sound like. There's no judgment. So it becomes an amazing way to explore your own sexuality and your own inner journey. And we were talking a little bit about that before. But let's go back to this idea of having these different experiences. And one of the most amazing things is to watch yourself. Exactly what you were talking about. So you want to do something incredibly fascinating. Self-pleasure in front of a mirror.
You know, I've never done it.
Really?
That's actually kind of like shocking.
It's amazing because it takes you to a place of such connection.
Honesty.
With your body. And that's it. It's so... because... and do it in front of a full-length mirror where you're looking not only at your genitals, but your face, your body.
Wow.
And it gives you such a different experience. You want to know yourself. Start doing that.
Because we are really not in touch. We're not in touch with who we are. We're not in touch with our bodies. We have an image that we look, but if you said it a few times, if we actually see ourselves fucking, it would be a very funny, funny image to look.
That's hilarious.
And I think we mentioned here, Dory actually brought this fact to us that in the northern countries, they're looking for just normal couples.
Mm, in Norway.
In Norway. To make love.
Norway or Finland, I think.
Yeah, just to show people how really making love looks like.
And
children.
Get out of that kind of
teenagers.
Porn fantasy.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm not that, then I'm not going to have good sex. And it's so, you know, I think it's important to connect, especially for women. We've been looking at ourselves in the mirror while we fuck. We're like, okay, this is a good angle. This is how I don't see my tires or whatever. And if we make this connection in our mind and our hearts, that it's much more internal. So, yeah, it's important to see yourself, but there's not going to be big fireworks.
Mm.
There's not going to be big fireworks. Maybe after you do it half an hour, 45 minutes, 3 months, a year, maybe then there will be moments of fire, but it's such depth.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I've realized this. I've been doing a lot of reading and listening to things lately.
You always do.
And there's a very interesting awareness. Most people want the surface. It's like you want the Cosmo version of sex, of relationship, of self-pleasure. Because that's easy. The depth, the nuance, the subtlety, the possibility, that's a whole different world. And I think most of us, most people want the surface because it's easy. We want easy sex. We want a quick little orgasm and then we are done. If that's what you want, that's fantastic.
But why?
But if that's all that you want, then you're missing out on the most amazing possibilities.
Tell us about the possibilities, Shanti.
So, let's look at self-pleasure, okay, and let's look at a journey of self-pleasure.
Okay.
Because a journey is amazing, and it was a really big learning this week in my practice of the fact that there's a time that healing and learning and growing takes time.
Okay, yeah.
And we live in this world of quick fix. Everything is instant.
Sure.
You message me, I have to message you back within 10 seconds or what the fuck is wrong.
And we know that everything, by the way, is being recorded and delivered straight to Facebook. Here's who I am. So that's an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
It's addiction.
Instant.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the McDonald's drive through, you get your food in...
Is that food? Okay.
Well, no, you get something.
Get molecules of something.
Something in a minute, 2 minutes. Instead of walking in somewhere and saying, you know, I'd like a really amazing burger. Grass-fed beef, really good ingredients. It's going to take time to make.
Because you don't want that stuff that is frozen and thrown into deep fry. You know, just...
Well, sometimes...
No, but you do. But I'm talking about the McDonald's one. Yes, so it's more like, you know, it's tasteless anyway. It's been thrown to deep oil. It's not really what you want.
So, take time. And understand that learning about your self-pleasuring is going to take time.
And I don't have to be turned on.
Learning about your body is going to take time. So be patient with yourself and be gentle with yourself.
So putting porn on and that is not a good idea.
If that's what you want, but there's more. So okay, if you want a deeper experience and if you want to go from masturbation to self-pleasuring, that's quite a nice little title for something. I think we might have to write about
that.
That's
true.
Take time. And the first thing is, let's get out of the idea of sex and let's get into the idea of sensuality.
Hmm.
Big thing.
Yes.
So, I've come to define sex as a goal-oriented genital activity. The goal of that is orgasm. Whether it's with yourself or with someone else, it's the same experience. Sensuality is very different. Firstly, it involves all of your senses. Sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, sensation, feeling, intimacy. And that's one of the keys. Sensuality is intimate. And on Wednesday night at the workshop, we're talking a lot about the connection between sensuality and eroticism and how we can engage with that. But sensuality is a very different experience because there's intimacy, even if that intimacy is just with yourself. So start out and create a space for the experience. Light some candles. Put some music on that's really going to add to the space. Maybe you want some incense or some aromatherapy oil in a burner. Think about some things that you could use to add to creating a sensual space, because it's like a sanctuary for you.
I thought about you about 5 days ago. I don't remember exactly when I came back. And we were having wonderful, passionate sex, mm-hmm. and the room was cold, and there was no lube next to me. And those two things,
they make such a difference.
It made the whole difference of like an hour and a half to, okay, let's cut it a bit short, because things are not going to bring now the lube from the kitchen, coconut oil. And it was shit, because I didn't think about it. The room was really cold. After about half an hour, my body started being not so happy.
And then you're not present anymore.
Yeah.
Because then all that I want is, I want this to end. And I'm not there. and I'm not enjoying it.
You're irritable. So there's something happening and you can't go in.
You disconnect from yourself. You disconnect from your partner. And there you go. So, such important things. Lube. Single best lube you can use, plain coconut oil. So here's the rule for lube. The plainer the product, the better it is for your body. And you want something that is going to stay on your skin, not go into your skin. So things that smell like fruit, that smell like Big Macs, that get hot, that get cold, that fizz, that give you fireworks, all of those, stay away from those. Genital tissue is sensitive. The plainer, the better. Really, really simple.
No, not even, you can't say enough about that.
Yeah. And be warm, because if you are not warm, you cannot relax. If you cannot relax, you cannot be present, you cannot connect with yourself. Full stop. Yeah. There you go. Real simple. And then start really gently. Touch your hands. Stroke your hands together really slowly, really gently. Feel your fingers. Feel your palms. Feel every joint of your finger, your knuckles, your nails. What does that feel like? And touch yourself really softly. And breathe. Breathing is one of the most important elements in being present. So breath does a whole lot of things. The first thing is, it gets you out of your mind, gets you out of your thoughts and more into your body so you can feel more. Then it allows you to relax. The more relaxed you are, the more you'll feel. And then, on a higher level, breath moves sexual energy. So when you're relaxed, all of that energy can move through your body, so it becomes a whole body experience, not just a localized genital pelvic experience.
And I remember we spoke a few times, and lately it comes up, the sensations that people are describing, that they're actually feeling things, don't feel under their, so they don't feel much sexually, you know, under their head. Mm. So, you know, they don't want to actually understand what's happening when the energy flows, or only, you know, it's only the waist. It doesn't go up to the heart or to the mind. So it's very, it's stuck, it's stagnant. It really is.
Just breathing. And I will come back and give you one really simple breathing exercise that will intensify your self-pleasuring experience.
And breath can really solicit sensuality. Mm. Hearing yourself breathing, you know, you see it especially when you like, you're maybe when you see live shows, or when, you know, when you go to a sex club or you go to any place when you all of a sudden have people making love or touching themselves, even when we did some of your workshops. Just being it, to hear the sounds of the breath.
Mm, it's amazing.
It really turns you on. So why shouldn't your breath, your own breath, turn you on?
And you know when that's incredible is in when we do the water flow massage in the water and your ears are in the water.
You can hear yourself.
And you hear your breath and you hear the blood moving in your body and it becomes amazing internal journey.
When did you
really
when did you last listen to your heartbeat faster?
So we are doing one more of those before winter, 22nd of this month.
Sure.
Last water massage before winter.
I think I'll be there. Absolutely.
Not I think I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I won't do my woman event on that day. I'll do my woman event day before or day after.
Good.
Done deal.
Now, go back to touching your hands. And when you've touched your hands for a couple of minutes and you're relaxed and you're connected with your body, start to extend that touch and move it up your arms and your chest and touch your chest and your breasts and your nipples and touch your face and touch your belly and touch your thighs. But don't go near your genitals.
So you're teasing yourself.
Yet. No, you're exploring yourself and you're teasing and you're learning and you're building up that energy. And then stop and breathe and feel. Three. Important magical words. Stop, breathe, feel. Feel the sensations everywhere in your body. Do a scan of your body. Start with your toes or start with your head. And just run your awareness through your whole body and become aware of what you're feeling in your body. What are the sensations and what are the emotions attached to the sensations? And just stay with that for a few minutes And maybe for tonight, that's enough. I don't want to do anything else. I don't need to do anything else because that's amazing.
And avoid the self-judgment, ladies especially. Just, this is an amazing practice to avoid self-judgment. Touch and enjoy it. And things come to our minds. Do men do that as well?
Absolutely.
Like, I need to be somewhere. I need to do something. This is not that important. I don't know. Why am I doing this masculine voice? I don't know. Should I go? Should I not? What am I doing here? Okay.
And get out of that, of having to go anywhere else with it. Mm. And just be with the feelings. And do that a couple of times and you'll see the most amazing connection developing with your body. And your body awareness will expand and change.
And then you can use everything. So for lube is just amazing because your own hands will feel different.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we did the water massage with you last time, you gave us one piece of dark chocolate. Mm. Just when we got into the water to calm the beasts down. And it was so beautiful. So maybe you have a little bit of chocolate next to you. Maybe you have your favorite.
Because think about sensuality is tastes. Absolutely. And smell. And that makes the experience really, really different. So that on its own becomes an incredibly beautiful self-pleasuring experience. And after you've done that a few times, when you start including genital stimulation in that, it becomes really different because of the space you're in. So when we want to have different sexual experiences, we need to be in certain energy spaces before anything else, which means we need to get into a soft space, a really gentle space. So when you begin making love with your genitals, from that space, it's so different because you're soft, you're gentle, you're slow. So your touching is going to be really slow and gentle. And then just let the touch be there. So for men, what happens in that space often, which is quite interesting, is they say, but I didn't get an erection. And the first thought of that is, panic, because male sexuality is about this hard cock.
That's such a trap for us as well.
Yeah.
Like, I even told my partner a few days ago, like, why wasn't it so erect? Like, and I was like, why am I shooting myself in the leg? It's not supposed to, but it's like, you know, it's in our heads.
Culturally conditioned, like, that's what it has to be.
An erect cock means I'm aroused.
And it doesn't, actually. There are so many other states of arousal. So when you can be in that soft space, often the sensations are so much more intense. But a lot of guys in the beginning of that experience say, well, I didn't feel much. Because of the way you're used to being touched. So we just respond out of a pattern.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, the journey is that...
Different.
Yeah, and it's going to take me a little while to understand that. But in that, the sensation becomes amazingly intense and beautiful. So relax into it. And that becomes really, really incredible. And then don't have an orgasm. So just let that beautiful energy be in your body.
But that brings me to another point and a question. Because when you see porn, and a lot of women and men have this perception that self-pleasuring is rubbing the clit or just stroking the cock, the shaft, really, you know, starting to build it. After 2 minutes, it becomes, you know, really hard and very concentrated, the breath gets deepened, you know, and faster, and then they stop, and then they do and repeat. So, stroke, harder, stop, repeat. And that's not necessarily what we understand now is self-pleasuring.
Yeah, because that's different. Again, more about orgasm, but we'll talk about that, and often that's called edging.
But that's different. No, but I would like, you know, it's not only that rubbing of the clit, and it's not only...
So make it an exploration.
Okay.
Be curious. So touch everywhere in your genitals, and think, if I touch here, how does this feel? If I go inside a little bit, how does this feel? If I touch my balls really gently, how does that feel? If I hold my balls and I stroke my cock, if I hold my cock and I stroke my balls, how does that feel? and all of that area around your body. And all of that feels so different. And give yourself that experience. And then afterwards, lie still for 10 minutes. Don't move, don't talk, don't touch. And all of that amazing energy that you've built up spreads through your body. So it becomes a whole body experience, and then it becomes like a sexual meditation.
And that takes me to something that I experienced, and I've chatted to a lot of women, and they resonate with it. And of course, it's influenced by the journey that I went through with you. And I said that the vibrations between the thrusts, so that space between the doing, that being, even it's a good practice when you are going to make love or have sex, that allowing that space between the thrusts, of taking this
when
pause.
When you're still and when you're quiet, that's when you feel the sensation. Mm. While it's moving all the time,
you really can't feel.
No, and as soon as you stop and you breathe and you relax, that's when you'll feel it. So give yourself that amazing gift. That's beautiful, and that's an incredibly beautiful practice. So that's kind of one of the deeper sides of self-pleasuring. But that's not all that there is, because there's the fire.
So you say you prepare the beautiful setting for the fire, you light beautifully the twigs together, you work, and then starts the big fire.
Yeah. So that experience is complete on its own. It's a very different kind of energy.
Yeah.
The fire experiences are different.
Because no fire in the genitals.
Feel the fire in my whole body.
So that's another practice.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a different practice.
Okay. What do you do?
So, again, create a space. So think about some really awesome fire music. Okay. So we're going to do something. I don't think we've ever done this on the show before.
I'm ready.
Stand up.
Okay.
So, this is an exercise that builds fire. And if you think the people out there think we are weird, they ain't seen nothing yet. So.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to video a little bit of it so we can tweet it after.
Legs apart, knees bent, hands on your hips. And we're going to do an exercise that's called building the sexual fire. It has three parts. It has a movement, a breath, and a sound. So the movement is a pelvic thrust. So hands on your hips, and your hips go back, and you really push forward. And as you go back, you breathe in. And as you come forward, you breathe out. And then we're going to add the sound is a deep guttural growl. So as you go back, you breathe in.
Lovely.
And you make noise like it comes from the fire of the earth.
One more time.
Okay. So as you go back, you breathe in.
Perfect.
So, if you do that 7 times, you will build the most amazing sexual energy in your body.
I can actually feel from this 2 breaths that I took, I can feel my head like lighter.
Yeah.
And it feels good. It's like naturally high.
Yeah, because energy is moving in your body. And then you do some self-pleasuring. And then you stop and you do some more of those. And then you do some self-pleasuring and you stop and you do some more of that. And when you have an orgasm with that fire, it's going to take the top of your head off. Because the energy channels open. And you're building the energy, and you're building the energy, and then when you explode, it's this enormous, huge, full-body, fucking mind-blowing...
You name it.
Fire energy orgasm. So when you have done this, you have to please message us. We really want to hear about your experience with that one.
And if I'm a bit embarrassed... if I'm a bit embarrassed...
No.
Can I do it in a feminine way?
No. Noise.
It's noise of an animal. It's animal.
That's it. Okay. Whether you are a man or a woman, you have that fire.
It's true.
And understand that sound is energy. So when the more noise that you make, the more energy. And laugh at yourself, because it's hilarious. It really is. But when you get into it, you'll feel that fire in your body. And it is so liberating as well. It is so freeing.
So maybe make sure that your mum is not at home, or your kids are, you know, went to a friend.
Or just you put a sign on the door saying, I have not gone mad. Do not commit me. Leave me alone.
If you don't want to see, if you don't want the beast to be unleashed, leave it alone.
And it's an incredibly powerful and beautiful experience.
You know, I'm just sorry. I'm imagining it because I'm practicing it in my head now, and I'm thinking if I can do this noise. It's courageous to do this noise. We think of ourselves such weird things. We need to get out of our fucking minds.
Yeah, and get out of our own way.
Get out of our own way. That is beautiful. Get out of your own way.
And just let it be there and really let that fire rip through you.
And you know, Jonty, we discussed it before the show. It's a privilege. Hi! It's a privilege. Sorry, I saw a model and a gorgeous woman. It's a privilege, and it's your right to have pleasure, but you should celebrate it. Yeah. It's something.
And that's what this does. Because think about this. Whether you believe in creation, whether you believe in evolution, your body, wherever it comes from, has all these incredible nerves that are devoted to one purpose only: pleasure. You affirm your humanity. You affirm whether you think that you come as a result of this incredible spiritual, religious creation by God, by spirit, by the goddess, or whether it's been this journey of evolution that's brought you to this point. You affirm the most amazing fullness of your humanity by allowing those nerves to do what they were created for, which is to give you pleasure. Nothing else. To give you pleasure. Celebrate yourself by allowing them to do what they were designed to do. And whether that comes from whatever source you think it comes from, let them do what they do. That's how you express that. And that's how you celebrate that. And that is just so powerful.
I feel like, yeah.
This is important.
That's so powerful. Yeah, go for it.
This is so powerful because if you can do this in pleasure, think about the purpose of your life and everything within you. You have a heart that is designed to love. Let your heart love. And you have eyes that were designed to see the beauty of the world and to cry the tears of your pain and to feel that. And your mouth is designed to speak words of love and words of pleasure and words of authenticity and truth, and let them do that. And hands that were designed to craft a life of amazement and adventure and experience and to hold people and touch people, and let them do that.
Well said.
And this body designed to explore this world.
True that.
In everything and in every way. And you affirm the fullness of your humanity when you allow all of that. When you feel your sadness, when you feel your pain, when you feel your frustration, when you feel your joy, when you feel your dance, when you feel your love, when you feel everything. And that's when you celebrate the fullness of yourself.
Beautifully said.
So having an orgasm compared to the celebration of the fullness of me, of my body, of my feelings, it's worlds apart. That's pretty powerful stuff. And it really is about the transformational power of pleasure, because then it becomes the most amazing journey into ourselves, where our self-pleasuring actually becomes a tool for self-exploration. When I do this, I feel guilty, I feel shame, I feel embarrassed, I feel the pain. I won't let myself go. And that becomes a doorway in to heal that. And that's not about anybody else. It's not about what was done to you. It's about what are you going to do about it. Wow.
So then you take a second step. You take your fist. Now that I'm ready. So I was fisted once. I told you. I did. It was great. But it was a small girl with small hands.
It's a powerful thing to do.
Small girls with small hands. No, not small like young girls. Okay, let's be clear here. She was just small. But different sensations. So then you go into that fire practice. And let's embrace it, okay? You're in that. You're allowing that. There's so much to do. There's so many spots inside and outside you can just touch and hold.
And you can explore all of these on your own. So there's a beautiful thing.
You can make yourself squirt on your own.
A beautiful exercise called yoni mapping.
That is cool.
And for men, same kind of practice. So for women, create a space, get some lube, spend some time touching your body, breathing, becoming present, and then just put one finger inside your yoni. So imagine just inside your yoni there's a ring all the way around. So just hold a spot. Hold it for a minute or two and become aware of what you feel, what the sensation is. Is it pleasurable? Do I just feel the pressure? Is something weird? Does it feel painful? Does it feel tender? And follow that. And you'll learn to explore yourself in the most amazing way. And touch the area all around your genitals. So for men, particularly on the pubic bone, in the groin crease, the perineum, the area between your balls and anus. Absolutely incredibly, incredibly powerful. And exactly the same thing for anal exploration. Because we all in the Western world, we hold so much stuff anally with this bunch of real tight asses in every which way. And there's an amazing guy who, he was probably the world expert in anal massage. Chester Maynard, and his big saying was, open your ass and your heart will follow.
Yep. So, stop being such a tight ass.
Absolutely. Edging. Let's talk about edging.
Edging and expanding.
Because edging is quite an interesting practice. So edging.
Everybody's talking about it lately.
Yeah.
Like, is it like the 50 Shades shit? Or?
No.
Because there was
it's been
no
around for
there.
A long time. So edging is you build up your sexual energy, come close to orgasm, stop. Do it again.
Okay.
Stop. Do it again. But you want to make it a bigger practice, and this is how you can turn edging into expanded orgasmic experience. And you don't need a partner to do this. You can do it on your own. Imagine that from naught to an orgasm is 100%. So let's go back a step. The idea of expanded orgasm, it's about moving waves of orgasmic energy through your body. So a good analogy for an orgasm is a wave in the ocean. Starts as a little swell, it gathers speed and power, and eventually the wave breaks. If you're riding the wave, once the wave has broken, the ride's over. And to catch the next wave, you have to swim out again through the breakers and wait for your perfect wave, whatever that might be. But imagine that you're riding the wave, and instead of waiting for the wave to break, you jump onto the wave behind that, and the wave behind that, and the wave behind that. And you can do that for as long as you like, or as long as you can. So, naught to an orgasm is 100%. So you're going to build your sexual energy, touching yourself up to about 70%. Stop. Take 5 really deep breaths. Relax your whole body and let all of that energy move through you. And then do that again. And then do that again. And all of this energy moves through your body.
And it's tempting to climax, but don't.
Yeah, because you'll start seeing how much more there is, how deeper the sensation is, how much more intense the feelings are. And you'll feel things that you've never felt before. Because when we go in this rush towards orgasm, we don't feel, we don't allow a whole lot of feelings and sensations. I never really realized this before. They come up from different parts of our body, different parts of our awareness. But if we're just in this rush, we don't even notice them. Because we're like in this tunnel vision. And in those moments of that relaxation, in that moments of stillness, sensations come up that we never experienced before.
And people want to learn. They want to master. I love the people write you. I want to be a master.
Yes, I got an email.
But they don't want to practice.
Ago.
They don't
want to be
a
tantric master.
Yeah. So give me the secret.
In 5 seconds.
Tell them to buy the outfit. That's all they need. That and maybe a good lawyer.
So we should go and sell guru outfits.
But you know, it's never enough to say it. There are no people. There are no that are not enough committed, self-exploratory. You say?
Yeah.
So, like you, that walk the walk. Study, check, research, go deep within themselves to help endless amount of people to discover those aspects of their lives. Yeah. It's so rare to find a guide.
But they're there. And when you look, they'll be there. So, we're here. Come and join us. Come heal. Come learn. Come grow. Because we would love to share with you. And that's really beautiful. This has been quite a trip. Wow. I had no expectation or no idea of where we were going today with this.
Oh, you didn't write the script? Oh, no, I thought maybe Dory wrote you a script. Right.
Enjoy yourself pleasuring. We'd love to hear about your experiences. Please, please share them.
For me, it's always easier to go to like a room full of people and I don't know. You need to go within. It's so important to go
Everything
within.
Everything is about going within. You know, so many people say to me, I want to learn to be a better lover. Go within. Look at yourself. Look at your heart. Look at your body. Look at how you touch.
What a great tip.
And then express that. Outwards. I think that needs to be an article to write about, actually.
Absolutely.
So, BFP, bound for pleasure.
Bound for pleasure?
Tied up for pleasure.
Ooh. So, you're going to be tied
for pleasure.
For pleasure.
That's
and by the way, just the act of tying doesn't need to be hard, aggressive, offensive. No. Tying a part of your body to the bed, to the something, being restrained, being in a different position opens your curiosity.
Makes pleasure so different.
It changes the whole equation. It actually opens up your pleasure abilities because you're doing something unexpected.
Yeah.
So be bound for pleasure.
BFP, bound for pleasure.
You can also bow for pleasure. So if you need somebody to kneel.
And bow before the god and the goddess of pleasure.
And be the god and goddess of pleasure.
Absolutely.
And make your partner the god and goddess of pleasure.
Absolutely.
This has been fun.
So, www.eroslife.co.za. There is so much stuff happening. Come learn, come journey, come grow, share your experiences with us.
Come swim with the dolphins.
Absolutely. Thank you for this, Tamar. This was
Thank you,
such a powerful time here. Wow.
Thank you, because this is the real shit. Start within.
Yeah, there we go. We wish you so much pleasure.
Mwah.
This is CliffCentral.com.